All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
What was your message?
I hate to break the fishing news up here, M-Chuck, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations. You're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
Take two. All right. So this is take two of the pod. Wanya wanted us to get a new intro. We said no.
Then we realized we weren't recording.
Nothing was recording.
And we had to start again. It was the most real life intro of all time.
And yeah. we came to the fact that not very many podcasts change their intro.
I also think if you were to put some truth serum into our listeners, be like, hey, how many of you listened to it? How many of you hit that fast forward 15 second button twice really fast?
What if they just keep clicking forward until this whole shitteroo is
done?
That's
what I would do.
Well, I'm done.
Is that I don't want to get our listeners in the habit of fast forwarding.
I'm here for the ads.
Well, this episode is brought to you by DoorDash. 25% off and zero delivery fees on your first order of $15 or more. All you need to do is download the DoorDash app and enter the promo code NATION25. You can check out the Double Dash feature, which lets you add a second stop onto your order for no extra delivery fees. I used DoorDash this Saturday. If you want the honest reason for why I did, I really like those little weed drinks, you know, those like marijuana infused Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola?
Well, it's cola, not Coca-Cola, but
you can
cola.
Get weed Coke.
Yeah. So you turned DoorDash into a drug dealer.
No. So I had one of those and it was delicious. I really wanted to unwind after a stressful deadline week.
You didn't want to drive.
Yeah.
I gotcha.
Well, so I consumed that. And then I was like, son of a bitch, I want Taco Bell really bad.
Why? What happened?
So I DoorDashed Taco Bell. And I, for the first time in my life,
get the munchies, Tyler?
I had a
cheesy gordita crunch?
Oh, delicious.
Oh, nice.
Delicious.
Well, you must have been underwhelmed. You must have been baked then to order something that gross.
I know.
Why? They're good. The crunchy and the soft taco?
So, yeah, they're lovely. That's when I make white people taco night. That's what I always do. I use the hard and the soft shell, wrap it around.
Whoever made this, the artist, we'll call them.
Yes.
Only put taco meat in half of it, or it got squished over somehow.
Well, the problem with Taco Bell is it doesn't.
You know, I don't think they did that. If we found the originator of this exact taco, I'll bet you they thought this will be. It's more of an economic and engineering feat to keep the hard taco together, because hard tacos break up. They break in your hand. You basically have a taco salad halfway through.
That's right.
Well, let's put something on it that's going to keep it together.
I'm not a fan of a hard
smart,
taco.
I love a hard taco.
You do know it's too crumbly.
But like, then you do bonus taco.
I just skip the whole thing. Whenever I do, if it's a hard taco night, I just go straight to a taco salad. I just make a taco salad.
Might as well.
Same
Don't
thing.
Don't blame you. I like the crunch though. It's nice. Yeah.
I crunch up Doritos though and throw them on top of the taco salad. That's good.
That's really good living.
So anyways, I used DoorDash this weekend. That was my
Because you were high.
Because I got high. And I go, like I'm not someone who gets high. Like, like maybe once every couple of weeks.
Eyes I'll red as the drink. Devil's dick.
Were you trying to get past the fact that the Oilers had a subpar performance?
On Saturday? Yeah, they were
in
bad.
Their, it wasn't the game, but also after a long trade deadline day.
Yeah.
Which saw halfway during the day, everybody go, okay, this isn't it, right? This isn't it, right? This isn't.
And then it was it.
Oh, this is it, isn't it? Disappointed?
Well, here's what I'd say. I think our view of the deadline would be different if they had just made the Henrique deal on deadline day. So like, I think a lot of the complaints, and I have been someone who I wanted them to make one more move. I thought they needed like an impact top six winger or just a middle six right winger to add some more scoring punch. But I don't know. Henrique's a good ad. I like Stetcher, although he probably won't play a lot. Carrick's fine. They added one good player.
Explain to me what happened with Carrick. Okay. So he comes in. We like the impact of him fighting a very tough guy in Olivier.
Mm-hmm.
And then what, a game later, two games later, he's a healthy scratch.
Second of back-to-backs. I feel like you just don't want guys sitting for all that long. So you throw Derek Ryan in for a game.
And he's
I don't know. Doesn't the message then kind of like.
Carrick was fine. He wasn't good.
Like, I mean, okay. Derek Ryan's would been
you
prefer, fine.
Let me ask you a question.
Not good.
Prefer to have Carrick in over Ryan or vice versa.
I'd prefer Carrick because I think he moves a little bit better and brings some more jam. But I just think whatever 19 games to go in the season, everybody's going to sit a few. Everyone's going to play a few.
Not jam, maple syrup.
Carrick does have his own maple syrup.
Oh, yeah.
He says he brought jam.
Ah, apologies.
It's own syrup.
Maple syrup.
I've gone through a lot of syrup lately. Big ego guy right now.
I love Dallas Eakins tweeting that. Like, it just shows you he's just in an alternate universe.
Yes.
Like, what a good guy. Good guys, when they leave, you say something positive. He's got a maple syrup farm. He's way too on it. What do you say? Way too humble to say it in his tweet?
Way too humble to plug his own
way syrup. Too humble to.
They did it on the first broadcast.
Well, because the Dallas Eakins' tweet.
Ah.
Maple syrup's an interesting thing because it's quite expensive.
For legit shit, yeah.
For legit shit that you can get, like, there's this stuff that I've found that it's really, really good, but like it's $22 for a bottle the size of like
a cheese whiz jar. So what your hands were?
Kind of like a Mickey of something.
Okay.
Like, so it's kind of small, but it like, you don't have to use that much because she is potent and legit it is amazing. Syrup
is awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. But like, if you go buy whatever PV Mart special, whatever that
it's just not name thick. To. It's just fake.
Mrs. Butterworth's Petroleum Corporation.
That's exactly what you have to like douse.
Peering it. Mill. What's it called?
Yeah,
it's like changed its name. It's now like something milling company, formerly Aunt Jemima.
Oh, really?
It's got a big.
Yeah. It and retired like now, Aunt Jemima?
Well, Aunt Jemima got retired. Oh. So they moved to like PV Mart company or whatever, but it says formerly Aunt Jemima.
Oh,
yeah.
You know what else is good as maple butter? You ever have that? It's like a butter made of maple syrup.
Whoa. Pearl Milling Company.
Pearl Milling Company. That's
what is that?
Google up maple butter. Show everybody what that looks like.
Maple butter.
If you want to live, if you like maple syrup and you want to live a life, you put that on toast.
This looks thick.
Dude, it's unreal.
I'm going to.
I remember cinnamon spread as a kid.
Hey, look, since we're here, I just thought of like a small little keeping it 100. A food that is very expensive that people think is like kind of a delicacy that, you know, you're really treating yourself, something like caviar that you're having it. It's like a one, it's disgusting and it shouldn't even be eaten. And it makes everything worse. Truffle oil.
Truffle oil is not good.
It's not bad.
It is like not good. Like truffle butter. People go, oh, you gotta have this truffle butter on this. No, it doesn't. You know what it makes everything is? Worse.
The song by Nicki Minaj.
Do you know what it means? Oh, Urban Dictionary truffle butter. Oh, and tell me that you love truffle butter.
I have to edit it out.
Well, I didn't.
I don't know what this is either. I can imagine if it's coming from Nicki Minaj.
Maybe we just don't.
But I mean, like, seriously, do you guys like truffle butter?
I wouldn't read it out loud.
Nope.
Mm-mm. They wrote a song about that.
Can I read this?
Nope. Probably editing this out.
Well, that's disgusting.
Why would you?
The first that's about I, what it tastes like.
The first
like.
Time I heard that song, I'm like, what does that mean? I looked it up. I was like,
you're not editing that out. We didn't.
Yeah, okay, I won't.
You don't really say anything.
No, you're right.
Go look it up.
There's a major song about that. Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne.
The adjectives and the descriptors are just unnecessary.
I guess we never say this is a PG-13 podcast.
No. It comes across as clean in the podcast, though, most times.
Yeah, it does.
That's amazing.
That really shows how good of artists they are.
It's misleading. You don't have to swear to be gross.
Have you ever seen how they find truffles?
Yeah, with pigs.
Little pigs.
Yeah. And dogs. Some dogs can do it.
I like the pigs.
I think it's majority dogs. Are you sure it's pigs?
A lot of pigs.
I thought it was dogs that search for it in the truffle pig.
Yeah, truffle pig.
Oh. Especially trained to be
truffles
able to
themselves are delicious. Truffle oil, no bueno.
I don't know. Not fancy.
Just my palate's not fancy enough, you know?
No.
It was like the first time I had caviar. Didn't really know what it was. I knew what it is, but I didn't know what it was. Throw it in. They all pop. Like, I don't like that.
Ew, really? That's what happens? I've never had it.
Yeah.
Ugh.
When we were in Toronto on that, the Leafs trip. The library bar had caviar.
Listen to you two.
Hey? I didn't pay it for
remembering
the towel
your trips to Toronto to eat caviar.
Oh, yes.
That one time when
we were in Toronto.
In Toronto, we were at the library bar.
Yes.
Yes, at the Royal York Hotel.
Yeah, having a truffle butter.
Oh, yes.
Having a truffle
butter. Having a truffle party.
Okie dokie.
Back to the Oilers.
Yeah, sure. Right back to the Oilers. I thought their deadline was fine. Acceptable. I'm not super stoked about it, but it's acceptable.
What about the weekend's hockey?
Yes. Buffalo.
Also acceptable. I'm not happy about it, but acceptable.
Buffalo loss was a kick to the wing.
They were bad.
How many
chances do you need?
Lots, apparently.
Up 2-0 and then gas the game twice. I won't lie to you. When they lost the first time, that Owen Power goal, I like took Wanya Jr. went for a walk. Came back, realized I'd miss a second Phantom Menace ending.
So when they lost, I flipped the F1 race on because I just PVR'd it just to have background noise. And then Twitter was erupting. Go back, watch them. As soon as I flip back, lose for the second time.
That's upsetting. Yeah, same thing for me. I turned it off. I had lunch to go to, so I turned it off. I was like, all right, let's go. Let's leave. Put my shoes on. Look at my phone. My buddies in the group chat were like, holy shit, offside, no way. And I was like, holy.
How did that? Obviously a booth review because everybody was gone.
Yeah. So I brought this up on the pregame show the other day, but like the NHL controls the reviews on OT winners and makes sure nothing went wrong. But how did the Oilers review guy not catch that? I feel like in past years, that's something the Oilers review guy catches.
Because they
got rid of him.
I know, but like the new guy, like, I don't know who you are.
Yeah, where are you at?
Let's go.
Where are you at, B? Remember when that one season he had like 8 goals called back?
Yeah. There was a game where Jeremy Kupal had 3 in a game called back. We were going to get jerseys -3 on the back.
And we were like, nah, get rid of him.
That's why I said that. Like,
pay the man his money.
Pay the man his money.
Well, what do you want? 80 grand? Probably. Get him out of here.
Yeah.
First time I've seen McDavid not score in the shootout.
And okay, first off, he didn't look great against Boston, although he was okay. He did not look good against Columbus and did not look good against Buffalo. He's just like,
we talked about it on ONR a little bit on Friday where he's doing the thing where he's like on the power play specifically where he's trying to dangle guys in the slot and it's not going for him.
Pucks rolling off his stick, all this stuff. And then that shootout attempt was just like super, it was lame.
Kind of like uninspired, eh?
Yeah, he's been playing very uninspired, although he did turn it on against Pittsburgh. So he looked good against Pittsburgh. So he's
beauty
back.
Goal on Jari.
Yeah. That Letang just put
big giveaway.
Right. Letang
was having a tough game.
And one of your U12 kids that you would have been like,
but like, what is Pittsburgh's deal? They look like just a lifeless corpse right now.
Yep.
Yeah, they do.
Gino Malkin is invisible, as we say in French.
They were saying, I like those stats with Christian Jarry, just like how bad he is against the Oilers.
I think Dubas getting Carlson and fixing the team in record time worked great.
There's already people on Twitter being like, so here are some ways the Penguins could move on from Carlson this summer. And it's like, holy shit. Someone was like, if you're like, the Penguins, do you buy him out?
There's some very real conversations happening. Like, we made fun of Jay a lot, but like with Sid, you know.
He's going to stay. I think he's too loyal.
But should he stay, though?
No.
Because what's better for the team is for them to trade him.
Yep.
But Carlson was so shit in San Jose, then turned it around for that one season to get dealt. And then has gone back into le garbage, as we say in French.
How ugly is
La poubelle.
How ugly is his
buyout? 35 assists in 63 games after putting up 101 last year. Wild.
That buyout's so bad.
How many years left is that?
So he's got 3 more years left. San Jose would be on the hook for some parts of his buyout, which makes it like mildly more palatable, but it would be for the next six seasons if they were to buy him out this summer. $2.8 million cap it next year. Eight the year after.
$8 million.
10.1 the year after.
No.
And then 3 years of 1.5.
Oh my God. Ooh, Pittsburgh's in trouble with him.
You just got to ride it out.
Do you think kids are playing minor league sports? They used to dream about playing in the NHL or playing in the NBA. Are they now dreaming to sign a massive contract and then be bought out in year three?
Fucking right.
Like on the court, like airball, like I'll be bought out in year four.
Like Brizgalov still enjoying them checks from Philly.
Ken Griffey Jr.
Still one of
Bobby Bonilla.
$5 million a year for Ken Griffey Jr.
Last year, he was one of the highest paid players on the Reds on their payroll.
That's awesome.
What is going
on?
That
is awesome.
Yeah, that is funny though, the scenario. Kid in the driveway, and with 4 seconds to go in game 79 of the regular season, he's going to be subbed out. Yeah. No doubt leading towards a veteran buyout.
Yeah, veteran buyout, $67 million.
He's sitting on the sidewalk as a healthy scratch. Look, oh, yeah, they win the cup. I can get buyout now.
I'm dreaming of pretending to be injured in year four.
To give my team max LTIR space. Yeah,
being shipped to Robidaw Island.
Yeah,
Chalmers, speaking of your local football, what about that Russell Wilson on his way to Pittsburgh? Huh? Ooh,
I just think it's funny that he got cut and they just didn't even try to get anything for him. Maybe they did. I don't know. But going to Pittsburgh now, I don't know what to think about him.
Isn't it the biggest NFL contract extension ever? And then they cut him before a single game of it was played.
Well, no, he played all last season.
No, but that wasn't his extension, though.
Oh,
so he next year, he's going to get $40 million in salary.
Cool.
38.5 of it is from the Denver Broncos, who he will not play for. 1.5 of it is from the Pittsburgh Steelers, who he will play football for.
That's cool.
If I'm Pittsburgh, I'm pumped.
I can't believe more people weren't going to take it.
Didn't he win a Super Bowl?
He married Ciara. And she was
There's just so many different things that people talk about that could be wrong with him. And it all was, where there's smoke, there's fire. When he was with Seattle, he was just too much of a, like, he's just the guy at the party that tries so hard to be funny that nobody likes him.
Like Justin Timberlake?
Or he tries to be cool. He's the guy at the table when everybody's talking that just keeps trying too hard to interject himself. The one-upper. And he kind of just makes himself unlikable to everybody. He tries to fit in so much with everybody that everybody ends up not liking him, right? And so in Seattle, all these players just came out and were like, we just don't like this guy. And I think that him going there with the ego to Denver and asking for his own office and, asking for guys on the payroll that weren't even part of the team but are part of his team. And Sean Payton coming in as a new head coach was just like, you're not getting any of this. Just go out and perform. And when he really got to know Russell Wilson, just did not like the guy and just wanted to get rid of him and just could see that he was probably a locker room killer.
Yeah.
And I don't know. So I take a chance on a $1.5 million guy that's won a Super Bowl and
been
an eight-time Pro Bowler. Bad
for stretches last year either.
It's the one time where it was a guy like was just a shoe in for the Hall of Fame and potentially could be playing himself out of it. Like,
if he would have retired after Seattle, he's a Hall of Famer.
He's a Hall of Fame quarterback. He's first ballot. And now there's people that are like, I don't know. I mean, like,
so he's so annoying.
I think so.
He got removed from Seattle.
Yeah.
Went in the shits in Denver.
Yeah.
After signing if not the biggest contract extension in league history.
I mean, you just like, he thinks that the things he does, you know how like some guys will come out and they'll be like, I'm going to show my personality in this commercial and holy do something like shit. Cheesy, do something crazy. Like
5 years, $245 million.
He didn't play a single down of the entire extension. He was still playing out his old contract.
Wow. So he does a Subway commercial and he's just like, I want to be dangerous. And then he comes out with the video with Mr. Unlimited. Unlimited. And then he does the Broncos, let's ride. And Bronco people country, are just like,
ride.
People don't look at him. They don't think he's getting the joke. Like a guy like him doesn't seem.
He doesn't think people are laughing at him.
He doesn't. He thinks people are, he thinks he's like showing his personality. I'm a kooky guy. You know, it's like,
you know, the other thing that people don't like about him. And I know you're not saying it because you're too nice.
What?
This religious bullshit. He's always pushing religious nonsense on.
Well, have you ever seen the one? There's the one video where he's dancing with the remote and he's like, the things I love the most. I don't even remember what they are, but he like points with the remote up and it like says a word. It's like
my teammates.
My teammates. And then the last one is like, Jesus Christ. And you're just like, oh, Russell, what are you doing, man? Like, this doesn't mean... There's nobody that's going to like this.
No, like he starts his press conferences off with like religion.
He has
people
no
don't want that shit.
Yeah, no, he's got no sense. And the harder he tries, the worse it gets. And so.
Plus he married Ciara, which is very weird.
Here we go.
Yeah, I hear this one.
Things I care about. And so he's got
football.
He's got his little remote. I'll show you how to be him.
Faith.
Ooh, family.
Yeah.
Football.
Oh boy.
Is he dancing? Why are you doing that?
He's dancing and flying. And then he starts doing it and he starts playing air guitar.
Yeah.
We care a lot.
There you go, BM.
It's just so bad.
Him and Ciara, when we were all in lockdown.
That's so embarrassing.
I remember their videos were so embarrassing.
He gets better.
He know what he looks like to me as an outsider that doesn't know anything about anything. He looks like Patrick Mahomes' brother tried to be fun on TikTok.
The leader of a youth group who's trying to be the cool guy.
Yeah, yeah, that's the vibe.
Totally. Yeah, man. Like the camp counselor comes in and is like, you guys, I can't even think of something cheesy he would say. He's just like,
the buzz from alcohol is nothing you get from the buzz of a good sermon.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't.
Virginity is cool. Virginity is cool. Have you ever seen that TikTok? Oh, man. Russ, you're an idiot.
Virginity is cool.
There's like a full on, like, minister, but like in street clothes because he's the cool minister and he's got like four or five like 16-year-old boys standing next to him.
Oh boy.
And they're all chanting. He's like, okay, let's do it. Let's chant this out. Virginity is cool. And they're like, and they look like the Microsoft guys when they come out to do their unveiling. It's really awkward.
Windows 95 release party was a good one.
I like that we keep getting real close to talking about the Oilers.
Speaking about ads, the Diamond and Diamond lawyer guys.
Oh,
why do they all look like WWE wrestlers or male strippers?
They look like they are GTLing on their way to the fucking law.
They definitely have a tanning booth.
If you're like me and you pick your legal representation based on who's the tannedest,
Their office is definitely in between a club fit and a Fabutan.
Oh yeah, look at this crew.
Man. Anytime they show their commercials, they are just like straight out of an all-inclusive vacation, very tan.
If you've been hit by a bus, we will assess your case and give you $500 of tanning minutes for your trouble.
We don't get paid until you get paid.
Until you get tanned.
And we're going to get you so jacked for the summer.
Maybe talking shit about lawyers isn't the best
part. No, probably
allegedly
not.
Allegedly, in my opinion.
You want to go back to what I was talking about before we clipped it out?
No. Their website says Canada's largest injury law firm, size measured by number of lawyers.
Oh, it's got their names all above it. It's Giuseppe. Oh, you got to click that. Okay.
Canada's largest law firm based on tanning minutes annually.
Yeah. Largest in muscle mass.
They're swole per 60 is sky high.
Yeah.
They're all waiting for us when we go out to the room next door. Hey, lined up by size.
Did you get hit by a bus and get hurt because you're a puny baby? Because you have no muscle mass?
Drink muscle milk.
Yeah.
We're going to get a call from sales guy Jared. Be like, hey, guys, I was about to close with Diamond Diamond. They heard something on Real Life.
Oh, and we're getting sued.
Can Diamond and Diamond represent us? No.
They're going to have a saying that's like, if you want your case to be chiseled like my abs, call Diamond and Diamond. Get cut like Diamond and Diamond. I mean, we're totally going to get you money so you can get swole.
Okay. This is like on ONR when I told that story about my math teacher who DM'd me and was like, hey, great math in this clip. Wonder who taught you math. And I had to explain to her. I was like, hey, the bit at Oilers Nation is that I'm actually terrible at math. Told that story on ONR and Rick goes, yeah, what a terrible teacher. She listened to that episode and DM'd me. I was like, why are you calling me a terrible teacher on your podcast? I was like, oh no, this is really bad. I said, don't worry.
Please refer all future complaints to Diamond and Diamond. Thank you.
Yeah.
They will be. We should get them to be our lawyers, but they're injury lawyers. So I don't know.
They can figure it out.
Just so we can get them on the show.
I'm suing the makers of the Never Ending Story for the movie ending. Can you help me, Diamond and Diamond? They can figure it out.
Fucking rice it can.
Have you been hit by a city truck?
Have you been hurt in the gym due to somebody else's negligence?
Have you fallen down the stairs of a publicly traded company's office?
Did somebody else not rack their weights and you tripped on them and hurt your toe? We can get you money for that.
Do you have a rash from somebody not wiping their equipment down at the gym?
Ooh. Us too. Gross.
Have you ever watched, so you've seen, I Think You Should Leave with Tim Robinson, right?
Of course. Fantastic.
So his like cable show, Detroiters, I watched that. It's on Paramount. It's very funny. And the guy who's a lawyer in that show, they go to him with a DUI and he goes, ah, I don't know if I can do a DUI. I'm kind of a Mac when it comes to dog bites, though. And then they keep like going through. He goes, I'll tell you, this case is ironclad. If you could get bit by a dog in the next week. That's what I imagine this time in the diamond thing being. I got hit by a bus. Did it happen in a gym parking lot? No.
Was a dog driving the bus? Yeah.
You know, Diamond and Diamond was sitting there and like, guys, we got everything. We got the cases. We got the looks. We are not famous. So we need to get on TV ASAP and do our own commercials because that always goes well.
There's got to be like hundreds of us here.
Like the spa spot guys. My favorite commercials are the ones where you can tell that the owners do it themselves.
Yeah.
Like the QC Dental Group. We probably shouldn't be talking about this.
Why? These are only our advertisers.
Yeah. It's not like this podcast solely survives based on money from advertisers, but whatever, we'll figure it out. How great would it be if our like Acast automatic inserted ad was like in time?
That'd be the greatest thing ever.
Who knows? Maybe they're in on the bit.
Probably. They must look at that with a degree of self-awareness and be like, we look awesome. We've hired a certain type of lawyer here at Diamond and Diamond. It wasn't apparent until we all stood in a row.
Yeah. One of the guys is wearing a bow tie.
Not one fist pump.
Oh, he's the quirky one.
If my lawyer showed up with a bow tie, I'd be like, well, what's the max sentence?
So I'm going to death row.
I got hit by a bus and I'm going to jail.
Thanks, Diamond and Diamond. Oh, dear.
This isn't defamation, right?
No.
I don't think so.
I think we have some sort of.
But then again, I'm not chiseled in tan, so I can't tell you.
Yeah. My tan, and I need at least 15 shades more.
If any of us are injured in the next 90 days, we've been blackballed by the entire industry because Diamond got that sway.
Oh,
you got the answer, sway.
You got the answer.
Well,
one of the things I laughed at hard your M check on trade deadline day was watching the end of your marathon 4-hour shift where you're like, I haven't peed in 5 hours. I've been talking for 4 hours. I've been this. And then I like leave the room, come back. And then you're doing Oilers Nation live every day 20 minutes later.
Well, so the DFO deadline show is supposed to be 4 hours. And then we're like, like if trades are trickling in the 10, 15 minutes after, we'll just stay till all the trades are done trickling in. So, you know, we've been going for 4 hours and 15 minutes and I'm like, the hurdle deal happened or whatever. 4 hours and 30. And I text Frank. I'm like, hey, man, I'm going to wrap up here. And he goes, no, I'm still chasing some deals, man. I'm like, Frank, I've been talking for 4.5 hours straight. I would prefer if we didn't wait for the minor league defenseman the Flames are getting. Like, no one gives a shit, buddy.
The goalie for goalie trade.
Yeah, it was just like, oh, my God. Then it got to like 4 hours and 55 minutes. And I think I just said on the show, I was like, well, I have nothing left in the tank. Frank, this is going to be a wrap. And I just killed it, but it was almost 5 hours on the air.
But then you went back on the air immediately afterwards. Cause I'd do
Owen every
day.
It's
a work ethic, playboy.
Yeah.
And then we did Oilers Nation radio right after that.
I know some people can be like, oh, you had to work for 5 hours.
But talking's
like,
different.
It's hard. It is like, I don't complain a lot, but like that was taxing as fuck. Having to like sit there for 5 hours with like the bright lights on and just be like,
okay, would you say that you got hurt?
At work,
maybe. Would you publicly traded the services companies? Of Diamond and Diamond and Associates?
I'm worried that we went a little bit too far with this joke. I'll be honest.
Why? This is exactly the business they're in.
Yeah, I guess we just gave them a shitload of free advertising.
That's right. You know, they pay to be on the Oilers games. Don't have to pay to be here.
Nope. Fair enough. But yeah, it was taxing being on for 5 hours and then doing the two shows after. Deadline day is intense.
I also laughed the day, was it you and Liam, like a couple days earlier, you were doing a show and there was the Henrique
deal. Yeah.
And then there was like, somebody got released on waivers and you go like, why is all this happening right now? And I was laughing so hard because like nothing had happened. One guy got released on waivers.
Well, it's like, isn't NFL free agency day? This is like the legal tampering day.
Yeah. So everyone's signing.
Everyone's basically signing deals right now. There used to be that thing where like you were not allowed to talk with free agents, but, and then until midnight on like this certain day. And then at like 12:01, there'd be like tweet after tweet after tweet. The Rams have signed, the Chiefs have signed. And so you're like, so you guys got this deal done in one minute?
Second, yeah.
1 minute. Hey,
so now it's just changed and you can just,
I don't even know it. They probably just look past it and they're like, fuck, we're going to do it anyway. So let's do it anyways.
That was just like when the NHL had that like week of negotiation period before free agency, but no one was allowed to discuss terms.
Yeah. You could just see if you're interested.
That was ridiculous.
It's just complete nonsense. The whole thing's nonsense. Free agency kicks off at, say, 10 a.m. Mountain, 10:01. Deals start flooding in. Like,
yeah. The other thing that drives me insane about the NFL is just the whole any player can have their contract restructured in 20 different ways. It's like, oh, hey, this guy kind of stinks now. His deal's restructured. His cat, like Dawson Knox on the Bills today. They're like, we've restructured his deal. He's $14.5 million cheaper next year. It's like, how? Can you imagine if the Oilers could just go to Cody Ceci and be like, nah. Restructure.
But what do they do? They cut them and then re-sign them?
I think they like can shift around money to become a signing bonus, and that's a smaller percentage of the cap.
So this whole like working within the lines, you know, like veering into the gray type of thing. Yeah. It's obviously come to light right now with what the Vegas Golden Knights are doing. And I saw, as many might have, you know, a clip of Biz and Anson Carter talking on the TNT show. Mm-hmm. And Biz is obviously quite against it and wondering when people will do something about it. And Anson Carter was defending it, saying, if you're not doing it, I'd have been disappointed in them. Can you give a quick summary? Because I know that people know what Tampa did, but exactly what is Vegas doing right now in people's minds? And do you agree with it?
Well, okay, so Mark Stone last year, magically his back gave out on him, right? But he was ready for night one of the playoffs, but there was a 2-month stretch from right before the trade deadline until night one of the playoffs where he was hurt. You can put him on LTIR, so his salary cap doesn't count. You can spend that money elsewhere.
Yes.
And then they went and got Barbashev. Night one of the playoffs, both Barbashev and Stone are playing. They would, if it was the regular season, not be allowed to do that. They'd be $10 million over the cap or whatever.
But because it's the playoffs, the cap does not matter anymore.
Cap does not matter anymore.
Okay.
What Vegas is doing this year is the same thing. And Tampa did it with Kucherov. Tampa's was probably like the most greasy because they waited until like November and then Kucherov had his surgery.
Is there a deadline for somebody to be put on LTIR?
No.
So you could put him on like 3 weeks before.
You could put him on the day of the trade deadline.
But I mean, yeah, I guess. Okay. So yes, it would have to be before the trade deadline because you're really not making that any significant move before that. So you could do it the day before the trade deadline. You put him on LTIR with his spleen that they say and make some trade to go way above the cap. Now Stone, let's say, is miraculously ready for game one of the playoffs. This is the circumvention.
And Alec Martinez is out too. So they've done it with two players now this year. And Martinez is going to be out till day one of the playoffs. And he'll probably play.
So are they right now, if both those players come back in playoffs at that moment, would they be way over the salary cap?
There's no cap in the book.
That's what I know that. But like in general, yeah, they'd be way over.
Those two players alone is what, Tyler, like $15 million?
Yeah.
$14 million?
I said on Gregor's show that Mark Stone had a fake lacerated spleen, and Gregor got so mad at me. He's like, oh, you think that a professional athlete's going to fake a lacerated spleen? And then 2 seconds later, Craig Button was on the show, and he's like, maybe he has a fake lacerated spleen. And I was like, we're not allowed to say that.
But the way that Biz made it sound was, and I don't know anybody that's had a lacerated spleen before, so I can't tell you. I'm only going off what he says. But that's a 3-month recovery from the surgery to just recover. Not to come back and play playoff hockey. So like if Stone does come back in the playoffs, it's very clear.
Yeah. Shenanigans.
What are you laughing about?
So yeah,
I lacerated my spleen when a city bus hit me. Diamond and Diamond got me a 6-figure settlement.
Which one? Which one did you get?
But yeah.
The guy with the sick goatee or the
Francesco.
Francesco.
If he comes back night one of the playoffs, I think it is beyond fair if either of them do to be like, really? 2 years
so you, so you're in the camp of something needs to be done about this.
I think so. Especially if Vegas just does it again. Cause it's like, at that point, what are we doing? What are the odds that you got away with this 2 years in a row?
Now Vegas has been on a slide recently.
Yep.
So there is that risk of you doing this over a minor injury saying it's, you know, something more, you know, and not making the playoffs, which Tampa didn't really have that risk. They were far and away, you know, one of the best teams in the
Vegas
NHL.
Vegas is like 8 points up on mini though. Like they're fine.
Yeah. So you think they're fine?
Yeah, they're fine.
Okay.
But that did kind of burn them not that long ago when they, that similar thing did happen, right? Didn't Vegas miss the playoffs a couple of years ago?
I don't have a memory like that.
You think I would?
So you are in the camp, Bag Milk, are you in the camp that something needs to be done about this rule? This rule needs to be closed.
Well, so the reality is,
yep,
I'm mostly jealous because we haven't done it.
Yeah.
If there's a loophole for this kind of fuckery, I would love to be involved in that shenanigan somehow.
Right. But you also have to know that you have the player that can take a month or two off.
Yes.
And come back in the playoffs and still be that high level. I mean, the
to answer the question directly, yeah, they should close the loophole.
Playoffs in hockey are one of the only sports where the minute the regular season ends, what you think is the highest level of hockey people are playing gets turned up times two. Yeah. In basketball, it's pretty much the same. In football, it's the exact same, right? But in hockey, the speed is faster, the intensity is faster, there's more hitting, there's less penalties. So like to just miss a month and a half, 2 months of the season and come back for that, you got to know you have the player that can do that.
Because it's actually the third year in a row Mark Stone has gone on the LTIR. Or
yeah, center. Is it really?
The third first year they missed the playoffs.
They missed the playoffs the first time.
Fool me once, shame on me. So I did say it like George Bush. Fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, it's a shame on you. Can't fool me twice. I don't even remember. Can't get fooled again. Can't get fooled again.
I did a little rant on this on Better Late Than Never on Wednesday, and people are so passionate one way or the other about it. If you read the comments on the clip was posted on Instagram, I get lit up. And then there's other people who go, "Yo, he's right. It's fuckery. It's crazy."
Well, there's no doubt it's fuckery, but there's also no doubt it's not illegal. It's not against the rules.
Totally not against the rules.
So this is an NHL problem. This is not a Vegas problem.
Yep.
This is not a Tampa Bay problem.
No, just playing.
This is the NHL having a loophole. In a fantasy football league, if you've ever been a commissioner and there is a loophole, somebody's going to exploit it and everybody else is going to hate it unless they thought of it first. And it is your job to close that loophole.
Gregor's solution is just to maintain the salary cap through the playoffs. Problem solved.
So Elliot Friedman talked about that. I think it was on 32 Thoughts. And when the NHL, I guess, was first doing the salary cap, they talked about that. And it was actually Ken Holland, I guess, who spoke up against it. And he brought up, I guess, in 2003 or whatever, the Leafs in the conference final had like six defensemen all get hurt. And it was like, if we kept the salary cap into the playoffs, that team could have to play shorthanded. If there's no LTIR, if that doesn't exist, then a team could be fucked come playoff time and have to play shorthanded.
Because what? They can't bring up players because now they're over the salary cap.
But I think like the solution would be like if you get hurt in the playoffs, different.
Yeah, that's fair.
But then prove hurt. Like, yeah, I mean, why would you want to fake
it? Or you could make it where like for night one of the Stanley Cup playoffs, you have to be cap compliant for your first game. And then after that, it's good. So like these teams would then at least it'd be like, hey, you, if Mark Stone was so hurt that he couldn't play game 82, then he's so hurt that he can't play game one. Cause this whole, there's only 3 days in between the end of the regular season and the start of the playoffs. The fact that these guys keep magically being okay in that 72 hour window is the part that's fishy.
Has your car been T-boned by the Valley Line LRT?
Mm-hmm.
We specialize in Valley LRT T-boning here at Diamond and Diamond.
Have you seen the way our city makes payouts? Trust me, we will get you your money and you don't pay us until we do.
Someone listening to this knows someone who works at Diamond and Diamond, and this will 1,000% be sent their way.
And they're going to be advertisers next week.
Let's just, hey, the jokes come from a place of where love. Super hot, super tanned,
shredded,
super smart,
huge dicks.
Probably.
When I think of lawyers, I usually think of like older white man. So the fact that Diamond and Diamond is bringing some youth to the game.
I don't see color. I only see payouts.
I see that green, baby.
I only see the Valley Line LRT T-bone me after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I was parked there for 18 minutes,
that thing comes out of nowhere.
They just got all those people and then Gil from Simpsons. Oh, Gil.
More
I told you
less.
Not. I told you not to go to work for Diamond and Diamond. I knew it was going to be hard. Oh, Gil, you did it this time.
That Valley Line LRT kills hundreds of Edmontonians a week.
Mm. Oh, it does?
It does, man. The accidents.
I mean, you're stating that like fact.
There's so many
accidents. Is that accidents. From LRT Weekly?
There's a lot of LRT accidents.
Saw that on Yegwave, I think.
There is, though. You see people like stuck and then the LRT.
I mean,
no, you're talking about
the LRT. Could be true.
I don't know.
There's people kamikazing into the LRT Valley Line because they're not used to it. It's going to take 20 years for them to get their heads wrapped around this thing. Once they start running it out to the mall, it's going to be chaos.
It already is chaos.
I don't like driving underneath that thing.
I don't either.
Underneath.
I don't like driving underneath anything, to be honest with you.
Talking about underneath.
Haven't you ever seen Final Destination?
It's a little weird. Are you LRT's just going to topple over onto you?
Maybe.
Maybe.
Did you see the Simpsons episode with the monorail? Happened there. Mm.
You guys telling me that you trust concrete so much. There's an overpass at the Phoenix airport where we're driving into it and a fucking plane is driving over the overpass above you.
You wince when you drive underneath.
I was like, this just, I mean, the long, how long can this last? One day. Just never
know who you call when that shit collapses on you.
Damn it.
Exactly.
Only one law firm to call.
Have you had something?
Were you at the Phoenix airport? Did the airport on ramp collapse on you? We'll fly a partner down, but we won't take that entry ramp.
Nope.
Get them there 7 days prior, but make sure they have their base 10 so they don't get burnt.
365, baby. Always tanned, always ready.
Do you remember when you used to do that? What? You'd go to like Mexico and tanned then you'd buy like Fabu 10 minutes. You'd go for like 5 minutes today and like seven tomorrow and 10 down the next day. So you get your base layer.
No, I don't remember.
And then you'd still burn when you got to Mexico.
Yeah.
That's fucking stupid.
I only did it once because when I got to Mexico, roasted.
Yeah.
What was the point of this? It's all a farce.
It is a farce.
All right. We have.
I had to buy those little fucking goggles, Tyler.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
Tough look.
Yeah.
You pinch them in there real hard.
Yeah. Did you used to go buck chunsies and let it get on your tackle?
Yeah, so I would sock on the wrench.
Sock on the wrench?
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to just take the boxers and make them into like a Speedo type of unit.
I want the cheeks to get it though.
Well, I would go full thong, buddy.
Yeah. If you're tanning your cheeks, you're expecting a hell of a trip, you know?
That's yeah. Aren't we all?
I don't want to look like a chump.
You just never know how much air you're going to get playing nude volleyball at the old.
Come on.
Trying to impress the boys down the volleyball beach.
That guy's ass is tanned beautifully. Yeah.
Is he a personal injury lawyer? We joke because we care.
Okay. We got to move along.
We joke because it's easy.
We got to move along to our over-under segment brought to you by Bet99, the number one online gaming experience in Canada, according to Ledger. It's built by Canadians for Canadians. You can elevate your experience today at Bet99 with same game parlays, player props, and flash bet markets, including this juicy one. If you think the Oilers can catch the Vancouver Canucks for the top spot in the Pacific Division by the end of this regular season, you're getting plus 510 odds on that bad boy. 5-1 on the Oil to catch the Canucks. No Thatcher Demko for the next 3 weeks for Vancouver.
We're gonna see. I've been waiting all season for this team to show me that it's fraud and it's the
Canucks.
Yeah.
It's starting to come.
And I don't know. They were 5-0 the other day. I was just like, okay, I think they might be really good.
They are. They're a good team. They're starting to level out a little bit. They're 5-4-1 in their last 10. I know they won 4 in a row, but like,
what did Demko hurt?
Demko hurt his knee.
That could linger.
There's only one person to call.
Did he hurt himself at work?
Mm. Is it a big company with lots of money for payoffs?
What? Mm-hmm. How far away are playoffs from now in weeks?
We got 19 games left.
So that's 5 weeks.
Yeah. We're like 5-6 weeks away from the playoffs.
So he's going to be coming back after three to get back into it.
It's going to take him.
I don't think we catch him. Not going to lie. Under.
It's doable.
Under on the
chance to catch him. I don't think we catch him.
This isn't over under, but it's post deadline. Now we kind of know what all the rosters are going to look like. Would you rather face the Kings or the Golden Knights in round one?
Kings have no goalie.
Right? I feel like even though LA, like there's a part of me that's like, God, what are the odds you beat LA a third straight best of seven?
Pretty good. They got no goalie.
They have no goalie. Yeah. David Riddick
or Cam Talbot. Like
I have legit PTSD because like I'm scared of the Kings. I'm scared of the Jets. I'm scared of the Golden Knights. I'm scared of the Avs. There isn't I'm even scared of Dallas.
Oh, you should be. Dallas is probably the best team in the conference.
Dallas is a wagon.
You have PTSD from that?
But just because in the last like 3-4 years.
Post-tornado sex disorder?
The most disappointing.
You're watching Twister. He's all
Hunt looks great. Storm chasing.
I get it.
Storm chasing. I don't know, that Winnipeg series where we got swept in COVID was probably one of my most depressing. Like, we needed that.
The play-ins? Mm. Oh, that was the worst.
Yeah. Well, they lost to Chicago in the play-ins.
That was the worst.
Yeah, that one was bad.
Ball busting.
Bubble year we lost to.
Both years it was brutal.
Yeah. So I think the Kings, I think they're the ones I'd like to play the most.
They're getting old. They got no goalie. Vegas is good.
Why are you slandering Cam Talbot so hard?
Because he's not my friend anymore.
He's twins, bro.
Yep. They're not my friends.
Not that good anymore.
Yeah, I think I'd much rather play the Kings. I actually think I'd rather somehow, if it could work out, play the Canucks in round one over the Golden Knights. I'm scared shitless of the Golden Knights.
I ain't scared of nobody.
Fair enough.
That, Tyler.
All right, yep. There's
to
our
beat the best, you got to beat the best.
There's our over-under for Bet99. 19 plus, play responsibly. Not available to persons in Ontario.
My problem with Bet99 is that their same game parlays are so fun.
Because they're all made for you.
I really get in the weeds on those. Yeah. And when the others are inconsistent.
Betting on Vinny Desharnais block shots.
Yeah, we got into that one last week.
Okay, last segment we got to get to on today's episode of the show is our Around Edmonton segment. It's presented by Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground. Opening May 31st. It's coming. That'll be right in the middle of the playoff run for the Oilers. You'll be nice and stressed out. You'll need an afternoon or an evening to kick back and relax. Why not do it at the Aerial Park and climb very high up into the air? It's fun. Have you taken your kids? I think we talked.
Yeah, we talked about that last. And they're gonna go. I've heard they're adding some things.
Ooh, I like that.
Yep.
I want to do the Target Golf. That's what I want to do.
Yep. They got Target Golf. They got mini golf. White Mud Creek Mining Company. Lots going on at the Snow Valley Aerial Park and the Rainbow Valley Campground. Find out more info on the campground by going to rainbow-valley.com.
You know about that coal mining thing, Chalmers? You know how that works. Mm-mm. You bring your kids and then they will let them mine illegally in the river valley for up to 8 hour shifts.
No.
And they keep the coal and you get your kid back.
Good. That's like what they used to do at Klondike days when they used to let you pan for gold. Remember?
Yeah, but you had to leave the gold behind.
You did?
Yeah.
No.
Oh?
They gave you the gold, didn't they?
Well, that doesn't work like this. You have to leave the coal behind here.
Yes. Well, naturally. Natch. Tried to find coal.
I got the black lung, Pop.
All right. What are you talking about? You've been down there for one day.
Originally, this client was supposed to be sponsoring Keep It 100, but then we realized that Chalmers does not show up all that often. So we changed it to our Around Edmonton segment where I go read news headlines from the two local news outlets.
Is oh, good.
True? Yeah. This is our new segment. And last episode,
how come nobody told me there was a sponsor for myself? I knew there was a sponsor. Actually, I would have one and it would be dynamite.
It was just Tyler, Liam and I on the last episode. And this segment went on for like 30 minutes.
So here's the first headline I got for you guys. Kate's doctored photo raises concerns about tools that let everyone easily edit image.
I've heard of this.
I would say it's raising concerns about other things.
What does that mean?
Where is Kate Middleton? Have you seen her?
Is that what you're worried about?
Yeah. I'm not worried about the tools they use to edit these. I'm worried about the fact it's doctored to begin with.
I imagine the royal family's got access to a Canva account.
I don't understand how this segment works.
So
I just read news and then you react.
And someone pays us for this?
Yeah.
Mm. Who's a sponsor?
Snow Valley.
Snow Valley Aerial Park.
Snow Valley said, we want you to talk about Kate Middleton's.
No, that just happens to be the headline. Yep. And I think you're missing the real point here. Has the royal family once again done something with the princess?
Once again, what are you insinuating? Mm.
People are talking about it. The streets are talking.
It's on the lips. People are saying. I've heard many
Any further questions could be referred to my lawyers
behind this?
At Diamond and Diamond.
I'll give you a hint. Her name rhymes with Gagan Garkle.
You think she's behind this?
Probably the bitch.
Jesus. What would we be so worried about Photoshopping? What, to make our hips a little smaller? Make our biceps a little bigger.
If you want Prince Louis's index finger to be completely erased from history, then by all means, continue editing your own photos. Mm-hmm. The poor little guy's got his middle finger. He's throwing up a West Side and his whole index finger's been airbrushed out.
It's a great album.
Great album.
Kate Middleton admits editing family photo, apologizes for any confusion.
Said it was her doing it and Will took the picture. Yeah, right.
Totally sounds normal.
Those are all clones and the photo was taken from space. Mm-hmm.
Anyone watch the Oscars last night?
I watched some of it, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I did.
Was it good?
No, very boring.
That Ken dance was the closing ceremony for humanity, I swear to God.
That was the reason we watched it.
Ryan Gosling performed
I'm Just Ken.
But like
Me Misses.
Kept in character.
We watched the fucking Oscars just so Me Misses could watch him perform I'm Just Ken.
And?
It was very underwhelming.
Yeah.
No Pitbull.
Nope.
Margot Robbie laughing.
Who won everything? Oppenheimer?
Oppenheimer won everything.
Yeah.
It's a good movie. It was the only movie I saw, so I felt like I participated in the Oscars. Didn't see anything else.
Seeing a lot of John Cena naked. What was that about?
Yeah,
like he had a flesh-colored dong sock.
He was giving out costume design and came out naked. Yeah. Oh, that is so clever. What a clever bit.
His arms look like they should be welded onto a guy who's 5 feet taller than him.
Did you see that, that interview clip of him where they were talking about guilty pleasure movies? And someone was like, Cars. And he was like, you can't say a Pixar movie. That's not guilty pleasure. He's like, you're okay admitting that. He's like, a true guilty pleasure is something you're scared to admit. Then he said some like really deep hardcore porno from like the 70s. And everyone was just like,
okay.
And it's just him and who's the gentleman? Zac Efron. They're like doing like the news junkie thing, promoting their movie. And Zac Efron's like, well,
I'm going to sit this one out.
He said it's Behind the Green Door is his guilty pleasure movie.
And they like made the host. The host like, oh, I don't know that one. He goes, oh, yeah, Google it. And the host Googles it and is like, well, I probably got flagged. I'm on the hotel Wi-Fi.
Thanks for
truffle butter,
that.
Eh?
Next headline.
In the video you can see below, Cena names Behind the Green Door a pornographic film as his favorite guilty pleasure movie.
Yikes.
Yeah. So anyways, those are all the news headlines.
That was it?
Thanks, Snow Valley.
Yeah, not a lot going actually on around Edmonton. I'm perusing through the sites right now. Nothing crazy.
Check out what Yegwave.
No, don't.
Stabbing at the Bonnie Dune A&W.
This fight like outside of the rec room. Watch guy get kicked in the face and his buddy do nothing about it.
One guy's like, ass is out. Yeah. It's like, who's videoing this? And like, yeah.
Imagine back in the day. Music right now, March 2nd to March 31st, Edmonton event.
All right.
A lighthearted romp about the
maybe do a headline from yesterday.
I'm scrolling through all of them. Not a lot are very fun to talk about. An Alberta pup heads to Ukraine to aid in the war effort. So,
hero.
Wish him the luck.
What a good boy.
Best of luck to him.
What a good boy.
On Downtown Dining Week.
Top judo athletes will throw down at West Edmonton Mall Sunday, not in the rec room parking lot, in the ice rink.
Edmonton International Beer Fest, March 21st to 23rd.
I actually kind of want to go to that. So if you're one of the organizers and would like to give me free tickets, let me know.
And if you're a principal of Diamond and Diamond, I hope you haven't been listening at all this episode.
Haven't the Riverhawks been posting about Beer Fest?
There's two. There's Edmonton Beer Fest and Alberta Beer Fest, I think.
Oh, okay.
Like so the Bloods and the Crips, eh?
So the Alberta Beer Fest was just on. It made me.
We all have to pick a team.
Are you on the Alberta Beer Fest or the Edmonton Beer Fest side? Decide.
I don't know.
Which seeing one the mascot blue, and like seeing them put their pitching booth up where you could. I was like, I am really excited to go to some Riverhawks games. Did you guys see the mascot driving the ATV on a junior ice rink?
And then did you see him playing Fortnite on their Jumbotron?
Yeah, but the dude drives an ATV, clearly loses control. It's going really fast. It hits the boards backwards and he flies off the back. Oh, yeah. It's bad.
The Riverhawks mascot.
No. Not the Riverhawks. A hockey mascot.
Like a junior hockey in BC.
Yeah, like a junior hockey team in BC. Just put mascot ATV.
Actually really excited about some summer sports in Edmonton. Riverhawks, great day in the sun. Always fantastic. Going to go check out more Stingers games this year. $5 beers.
How about this year, M-Chuck? It's NFL Red Zone, but it's just failed marriage proposals on the Jumbotron.
Ooh.
So you're just going from city to city, game to game, someone getting turned down every 7 minutes on Sundays. I'd watch
that. Speaking of marriage proposals. No, it's the upper one. Go up. It's that guy.
That's not a video.
Oh, well. So Love is Blind.
Yeah.
You talking about you that you watch it, right?
I watch
it,
of course.
So not many things... does my wife get together with friends to watch, but they got together to watch the final Love is Blind. Mm. And I sat in for a couple minutes. Yep. That shit is ruthless.
Yeah. It's not. Yeah.
Ruthless. Yep. Wanya, these people know each other for three weeks.
They gotta get married. That's
then they
scene.
Get, then they get married. But not only do they get up to the, like there's three couples. One of them got married. Mm-hmm. Two of them broke it off.
At the altar.
Do you think they broke it off before they got in front of all their family in their gowns?
It's the best.
Up on the stage? Nope.
There's two things.
Do you think they did it first thing when they got up there?
No.
No.
You need somebody to say yes first.
Let's go through the ceremony a little bit first, and then let's watch these guys drop the hammer on these poor girls. And the one guy is like, says some shit, and is like, but I still roll with you, baby. I'm just not ready. Yeah. She's like, I don't roll with you, basically. Yeah. She's bawling her eyes out. And this guy's like, and then at the end, his like confession walk-off video, they're like, how do you feel? He's like, honestly, I just want to get the hell out of here. I don't want to be here. I
do not roll.
I really want to go.
That show is great because I want a couple of things. One, dysfunction, plenty. And two, true love. So the couple that did get married, I thought they were fantastic. But I do love that people have to get up to the altar before you call it all off.
Brutal.
I want to see
in front of both the families.
I want to see the heartbreak on mom's face.
Oh,
I want to see the whole thing. And then I want to see the bride running away, crying, mascara running, the whole fucking thing. It's fantastic.
The couple that did get married, though.
They're lovely.
They're cute.
Running cute. Down yeah, the aisle, I mean, mascara, the dress trailing behind.
Exactly.
Clipped by the Valley Line LRT. Hey,
I'll tell you one thing. Thank God for that show, or thank God for that guy. That show's called Love is Blind. You know what I mean? He was a little weird looking. She's a rocket too.
Oh, so. Yeah, yeah. Well, she says multiple times throughout the series that he would not be the guy she'd go for.
Yeah, yeah. And if I was him, I'd be like, you can stop saying that.
Yeah.
We got it.
Are you watching Big Brother Canada?
No.
Ah.
Is it just you and I?
I think it's just going to be the two of us.
Is it season 11?
I didn't even know 12, that it started.
12.
You're only three episodes in, so time to catch up.
I'm too busy with Full Swing right now.
Oh, it's so good.
I got to get going on that.
The PGA Live stuff is fucking awesome.
Can we talk about it? Like, just for a quick second. So takeaways from the first one, Joel Damon became, as he describes it, about 4 or 5 times Netflix famous.
Yes.
And not golf famous.
Yes.
In this one,
he was his line is something like, it's weird being like 100th ranked golfer and everybody knows
you. Everybody knows you and everybody knows your caddy and you are constantly being yelled at. Like, he's so famous because of the show, yet he is not good at golf. But in this Full Swing, it is very evident why.
Yeah.
He is, if you can't tell when somebody's had one too many drinks, then you might not pick up on this, but every time he's talking, every time they have the camera on him, when he's not golfing, he's drunk. After the tournament, it's they're in a bar most of the time. He's getting deep with people about his emotions.
You can tell the drunk guy talks around.
He's talking about how they're crying in the plane, and you can tell they're a little bit tipsy. Like, you can just tell when a guys have had a couple and they're sharing their feelings. But like, after the round, the caddy Gino says to Joel Damon, like, so you want to go hit some balls? Like, this is after missing the cut. You want to go hit some balls? And he's like, yeah. And then his wife looks at him and goes, really? And Gino's like, okay. And Joel's like, no, just kidding. Like, yeah, I'm not doing that. He's like, well, we got to go practice. And he's like, yeah, ain't happening right now, man. And you're just like, this Gino is fighting this fight to get Joel Damon
by himself, though,
by himself, on an island. By himself. And he's desperately trying to get him to talk to somebody about, like, just a sports psychologist, because then they juxtapose it to Wyndham Clark, who was an angry golfer who had trauma in his past, found this woman, and it immediately set him on path. And this guy wins like two events, right? You see the two different ways that they go. And to be honest with you, now I'm sitting here, I love Joel Damon. He takes his shirt off at the TPC. He's hilarious. Now I'm just kind of fucking pissed off at him. I'm like, you have the best job in the world. You have literally my dream job, and you are pissing it away. You are not practicing enough. You are not
at all.
You see Justin Thomas he's in the gym. These guys are always in the gym doing stretches. Tom Kim, 20 years old, in the gym doing stretches after their rounds. And Joel Damon, we all thought it was cool. Quirky. Oh, he had a white claw in between his rounds. You know, like, oh, what a quirky thing. Dude, that's not quirky anymore. Like, it's
kind of sad.
It's kind of sad now. Yeah. And I'm just like, if you don't want to be just Netflix famous, he bitches about it and bitches about it. I want to be golf famous. Go fucking work, man. Tom Kim is a superstar in Korea. He's a superstar in America right now. 20 years old. The next thing coming up. He has so many obligations outside of golf that he has to go do these media avails for Korean TV, for to be an international superstar. And all he can think about is that this is taking him away from practicing. And so he finds time, like, he is practicing whenever he can.
North Korea or South Korea?
I could go for a white claw.
I could too. Sorry. I don't know. I watch this stuff and like, I, I really love golf.
That was the last episode I watched, by the way.
Yeah.
I still got half a season.
I just really, really love golf. And I really think these guys have the life. Like, they get to fly to a new place and play golf all weekend. And even if they don't play well, but make the cut, they still make hundreds of thousands of dollars. You have to be an amazing athlete and a very strict person. When you get there, if you don't keep that up and then you complain about it, that is your fault. And I am not here to feel sorry for this guy anymore. I used to think he just wasn't playing well because his, like, you know, oh, I'm a little bit too much of a good time Charlie. But now it's just evident he is way too much of a good time Charlie. I'm sorry.
Kept it 100.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, sponsored by the Aerial Park at Snow Valley.
Yeah. Snow Valley Aerial Park and Rainbow Valley Campground.
Get that money. No,
we are in the pinnacle of sports documentaries right now.
Yeah, it's good.
So good.
I got to get into full swing. I'm going to watch a couple tonight. That is
what the hell are you talking about? The golf one?
Yeah, the golf one's good. The F1's great.
Did you know that the I was NASCAR talking about the golf one the whole time?
I wasn't really listening.
Okay.
I put Wadier to sleep.
No. Just, I don't know. Like, I didn't know this player. I don't know this other player.
Okay, well, let's stop because you didn't watch the first swing. Go watch first swing. It's for first full swing. It's awesome.
And just like the PGA Live stuff's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get into that.
Have you seen the Brothers Fitzpatrick episode?
Not yet.
Nope. Okay, you're going to love it. Like, it's every episode is fucking awesome. Anyways,
the last one I watched was the Joel Damon one. I was just like, it was making me mad.
Yeah, I know.
Because it's like, you're pissing away your gift, bro.
Totally. Okay, so you feel it too.
Yeah.
I'm not on an island here. Okay, so let's talk about someone you might like a little better. Mike Tyson. 50-year-old Mike Tyson.
This is nonsense.
Going to fight Jake Paul.
He looks pretty good though, Mike Tyson.
Yeah, he does, but I find it to be nonsense. Jake Paul's what, 20-something? It's nonsense. Up against a 57-year-old man?
Okay, but there was an Anthony Joshua, Francis Ngannou fight that just happened. Did any of us know that this was happening until it happened?
Nope.
No.
Boxing, like, say what you will, like, Jake Paul's shtick is bringing boxing back to the forefront.
But if you would have pumped up this Anthony Joshua, Anthony Joshua is said to have the hardest punching power a heavyweight has ever had. Then you've got Francis Ngannou, this guy who is a champion in the MMA, chiseled out of rock. The punching power this guy has, who just fought Tyson Fury, right? Yeah. This is like something you can get not even boxing fans into if you just tell the story. And all of a sudden I'm seeing these clips and I'm like, wait, these two fought? Like, how the fuck did I not know about this? And how was this not a bigger story?
You remember back in the 90s, like, boxing was huge. You would just hear about it all the time.
Boxing needs Jake Paul. This guy's telling stories, right? He's getting, I didn't give a shit about Ben, whatever his name was, the MMA fighter. But then all of a sudden he has a fight with Jake Paul and it's interesting because of the way they tell the story of how this came, you know, what this guy was. They have, of course, their made for TV headbutting stare down session, right? But it works. Like, it works.
Mike Tyson's scary, man. I don't care. Like, I was watching footage of him in the ring beating the hell out of his sparring partner.
The dude has wearing that pad. And when he hits the pad, the guy is like thrown back 2 feet. So you see, they put the two videos up and Jake Paul sparring with his glove guy and Mike Tyson is.
Yeah.
Mike Tyson looks way faster, like, and way Paul stronger than him
having
right
the balls
now.
So to go in the ring.
Is it one of those ones where if Mike Tyson connects on one, it's night?
I think so.
Because, like, one of my favorite things to do at least once a year is I go back on YouTube and watch old slip videos from Mike Tyson in the 90s. He was a devastating human being.
Right.
He was scary.
The scariest.
Yeah.
The scariest. He beat guys when he used to walk out with just that towel cut
just
over
the
top
towel.
Of
him, just the towel.
He just walked out there with no pomp, no circumstances, no rapper leading him in. He just walked in and these guys looked and they were just like, what am I doing? I have children at home. This is the dumbest thing I've ever done. And, like, I know Logan Paul takes Floyd Mayweather, who doesn't have punching power. He just, like, he dodges punches, right? So you think, well, this guy was just in his prime and this is a Paul brother.
How can he fight Mayweather and Mike Tyson? Two very different weight classes.
Well, these are two different guys though, too, right? Logan fought Floyd Mayweather and Jake is fighting Mike Tyson. The difference between Mike Tyson and Floyd Mayweather is like, Mike Tyson's punching power doesn't look like it's left. And he's always kind of seems like he had it. At one time he was the hardest puncher in the league. Mayweather was never a guy that knocked people out. He was a guy that just never got knocked out and would pick them apart. Right.
Yeah.
So, like, people that think that Jake Paul can win this, I I give you credit for standing out there, but I don't think this is going to be good for Jake Paul. I think this is going to be the one where like, but it also answers a question. Like what would you, how much money would it take for you to step in the ring with Mike Tyson?
How much did he get?
Even at this age, we don't know. It's not, it's free on Netflix.
So really essentially I have to take one punch from Mike Tyson is what you're asking.
And risk brain damage.
But haven't you seen all these people doing
further brain damage?
Dude, yeah,
further brain
there's damage. There's two instances right now where a fan has walked up or, okay, one was a fan and one was a guy that worked for him, but Jorge Masvidal is a MMA fighter and so is John Bones Jones.
Yeah.
They both leg kicked people who just wanted to be leg kicked. These guys are the stupid heroes. I would never take a leg kick from a MMA fighter. No. And these guys just stand there like, kick me. Like, break it. So to stand there and be like, hey, I'm gonna stand here like this and Mike Tyson can punch me in the face. You could give me, it would have to be in the millions.
I think it would be too.
It would have to be in the fucking millions.
Just because of the risk of you're not the same person ever again.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not going to be.
Ugh. So anyways.
You get punched in the head and can't remember any more rom-coms you've seen.
But if you don't think that I'm not going to be sitting there watching on Netflix, Jake Paul versus Mike Tyson, yeah. I will be.
It just as I would have. Netflix is doing live broadcasting now.
They're going to show that every single time it happens, it's one step forward to like live streaming, live sports being on these streaming services.
It's coming.
They have to disclose what they paid too, because they're publicly traded for them both. We'll know what they made.
Cool. Mm-hmm. It's exciting.
I hope Mike Tyson gets a lot of money.
One more thing.
Yep.
There is a thing about to happen that I try every year to get so into, and I just can't break down that wall to become super invested. And it's something that in the United States of America may be second to the Super Bowl as the most popular event in sports. And that's March Madness.
Ooh.
I try every year.
You want to go into a March Madness pool together?
Yes. So badly. I have one that I do every year. I want more. I want one with friends. We should do a nation one, a straight up. Everybody in the office does one. And we put it right on like a bracket website.
How much money you want to put on it?
Like, I don't know, 20 bucks a person? 50? Like,
bet you wanted some real skin in the game.
You know.
Bet you look at the look on your face. $100 a matchup.
Every game, $100 a matchup.
Yep.
How do we decide who's going to get picked? Who's going to pick who?
Rotate.
So
random.
So we'll all take the ones first.
And we'll stream ourselves watching every game.
So we're going to take the ones first. So you'll get two ones. I'll get two ones. Then you'll get two twos. I'll get two twos. Because that's how it will go. Mm-hmm. Because really, do you know more than five teams? Do you know who the four number one teams are going to be?
Villanova.
No, Villanova's on the bubble. They won't.
I would have believed you. Kentucky. UConn.
Clemson.
Purdue. Duke.
Duke won't get a one seed.
Gonzaga.
UNC will get a one seed.
UConn.
Purdue. Purdue won't get a one seed this year.
Kansas.
Dubai.
Kansas and Arizona.
Iowa.
Arizona probably will get a one
seed.
See,
that's, this is the thing. It's like, there's, I think it's the daunting task of learning what, who these teams are. Yeah. Right? Like,
I also have no idea. I just bullshit.
All you want to know the favorite game check? East Texas Mule Deer.
East, yeah.
Go Mules.
St. Jude's, Florida Classic.
Kansas State.
How come Army and Navy never win the NCAA?
If there is Army or Navy, are they both the same?
If there is one thing I will tell you, no matter what seed this team is, bet them to go far, and that is the Michigan State Spartans. They always do. It's like clockwork.
All right, so your four favorites, I was wrong on Purdue. The top four favorites are UConn Huskies, Houston Cougars.
I said UConn.
Purdue Boilermakers and the Tennessee Volunteers.
St. Mary's Nancy Boys.
Ooh, I like the Tennessee Volunteers. I got buddies that like just the color orange, so they like anything Tennessee, so you know they'll be taking them.
Yeah. All right, we got to wrap up the pod. Chalmers, right. We'll get really into March Madness this year.
Let's do it. Let's pick a team and we break it down on here.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. We just talked about how one of our favorite podcasts talks way too much college sports, and now we're gonna do it.
Let's put $25 on like a three seed together, and they'll just be our team.
Perfect. Okay, done. Like we can pick. Let's think of some real. I like that one.
Yep.
I also like an office wide bracket challenge.
Yep.
Because here's the thing about bracket challenges: nobody knows anything, so it's usually somebody who just picks like their favorite mascot, or goes all birds. all bird mascots.
That'd be me. Yeah.
That'd be good. Just do it.
Having you in the pool is just a wild card who just picked bird
mascots. Just go blue colors. Okay. So you'll get the Duke Blue Devils. You'll get the Tar Heels. Yeah. You'll
I'll figure out my angle where I will pick only one thing in this pool.
You want to know how I do the NCAA brackets? I look at the two teams and then I go to the Board of Health website and Google who has a higher STD rate.
Ooh,
and the city smart. Or the team or the campus, the higher STD rate, they win because they fuck.
All right. Well, you can look forward to that. That's a wrap on the Monday edition. We'll be back Thursday.
Give me suggestions on what I should bet on for March Madness. Mascots? Team colors?
Missouri fuckers?
Yep.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.